Hello.
Hello. Is this Mr. Dr. Beter?
Speaking.
This is Don Harden, and you probably don't know me, but I've called you before on Atlanta talk shows. I'm calling you long distance from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, indeed.
And I was wondering if you heard about this Henry Kissinger appearance on Meet the Press yesterday.
You mean the dead man?
Yes.
That was an old tape.
Was it?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I called our local affiliate station, and they said it was a live program.
Oh, sorry, it was not. The only thing live on there was certain people, but the rest of it was all dead, canned stuff.
How far back do you think that thing was taped?
January 20.
And it's already been shown?
Huh?
It has already been on the air?
No, this is the first time.
Oh. That's January 20th. That's before the famous January 26th.
Absolutely. Before January 26th, that famous day. You notice how nervous he was?
And they didn't ask him anything about his Rockefeller, did they?
Didn't ask him a thing about the Rockefeller thing. Didn't ask him a thing about the China visit. Didn't ask him blah, 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 blah.
Well,
this hope ever perpetrated. You ask yourself the question, why did they do a thing like this?
That is a good question.
Yeah, they're trying to destroy my credibility, that's what.
Mm-hmm. In fact, they put out a big interview with him just a couple of weeks ago in the Atlanta Journal.
That's right. All fake. That was no interview.
In fact, CBS Evening News last week had a big quotation from him that he supposedly made last month about the MX missile. It was in CBS Evening News' arms race report.
Right. Well, ask yourself why they're doing this. Because the coup d'etat has already taken place here in America.
Mm-hmm.
They can't keep this terrain up very long.
I hope not.
Well, the reason is because the coup d'etat has already taken place.
Yes.
The American people are in for a tremendous surprise. Don't say I didn't warn you.
I certainly will not. I've been subscribing to your audio letters, and I find them extremely interesting.
Well, they're all true, but no one will believe them.
And I try to tell people, and they just give me this funny look, you know.
Well, our Lord is going to chastise us for not, you know, the truth has a way of killing people.
Yes, I've found that to be true.
You ask yourself why NBC went to all that trouble to try to discredit me with an old tape. Has nothing about anything in there that's going on today.
Well, that's one reason why I called you.
I appreciate that very much. I'm mad about it. I'm going to do something about it.
Well, I look forward to your next tapes. And as Harry Davies, by the way, Harry Davies is no longer a talk master on Ring Radio.
He's still working there, isn't he?
He's still working there. He's the general manager of the station now.
Right. How are they doing? Okay?
They seem to be doing okay. Have you heard about this new program? Well, it's not new. It's a syndicated talk show called Rough House.
Yeah.
And there was this man, Gary Allen, on there.
Yeah, Gary Allen was on that show, huh?
And he referred to you, not by name.
Oh?
And he said, I have it taped here. I might mail it to you.
Would you do that for me?
I most certainly will. And
you
I can...
My address here in Washington?
I have it on K Street.
That's right.
And,
That son of a gun, what's good about John him lately?
He said there was as far as I can remember, he said a man in Washington, D.C. with a strange name, he said, who takes the conspiracy theory and, explodes it.
Wow.
And he says it's people like you that gives him a bad name.
Is that right?
That's what he said. He said that you...
About 3 weeks ago?
It was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was shown.
Didn't even mention my name.
Did not mention your name. Didn't even get your charges right either. He said that you claimed that the Rockefellers and the Soviets were playing war games on the backside of the moon, and that they were a bunch of missiles in San Francisco Bay.
Yeah. Poor fellow. He did that in South Africa too, you know.
Really?
Yeah, he did me a favor. Everybody started writing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And now my audio letters are published, produced down there.
One thing he said that I thought was funny, he sort of decried the fact that you seem to get on more radio talk shows than he does.
Isn't that awful? Well, I turned down talk shows.
I see.
See? I only pick and choose.
Uh-huh.
I just turned down the Larry King show.
That's nice.
The heck with them. What do we need them for?
Yeah.
Where were they when we needed them?
You're so right.
I only stick with the people who were good to me while I was coming up, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Who needs them now?
Well, I'm 21 years old, and I'm going to college, and, you know,
good.
Just coming up in the world.
Remember me in your prayers.
I certainly will. And is there anything red hot going on that I might know about?
Yeah, we don't have very much time, old buddy. I'll put it out in my next page.